The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we're just going to keep rolling here, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about the gun grab going on in Annapolis? Are you going to be talking about that? Would you like to talk about it? Would you like to hear about it? Or would you like to hear about something else? You're going to call the shots this hour, so we're going to wait for your call, and you make the decision about the way the show's going to go this morning. What do you think about that, Chris? Is that risky or what?
No, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Get people involved.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you know, what's it take to call into a radio show?
Exactly.
You know, you're anonymous, you know.
You don't have to use your real name, but just call in.
Yeah, you don't have to use your... I mean, you know, you could call in as Clem Cadiddlehopper.
There you go.
That's a good name right there, Clem Cadiddlehopper. Does anybody remember Clem Cadiddlehopper?
I personally don't.
You don't remember Clem Cadiddlehopper. Well,
no.
Maybe one of our callers would be inspired to call in and tell us who Clem Cadiddlehopper was.
And then when they're done making that phone call, head down to Annapolis and make their voice heard.
Exactly. Maybe they'd like to go to the outdoor show in Cambridge. Or maybe this is our guest. We'll see what happens. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 800-WCBM-680. If you're on a landline and would like to have a toll-free call, you can do that with 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. So there you go. We're kind of just waiting here with bated breath being a fishing show. You know. So... Ah, there's somebody else. Okay, let's see who that is. One, what Mark wants. And there's another caller. All right. Mark is on the Eastern Shore. Let's see what Mark wants to talk about. And the gun laws. Okay, let's talk about Mark. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Good. Doing well.
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm an avid hunter. And I'm a property owner down on the Eastern Shore.
Right.
I heard the conversation about the gun grab.
Yeah, 730. Senate Bill 737.
Yeah, well, I heard the discussion, the prior discussion you had with the prior caller.
Right.
And then I think you sort of threw up your hands and said, well, what can you do?
No, I said, what can he do?
Yeah, what can he do?
Right.
Well, okay. Well, I guess what I wanted to convey to you was, as a group of hunters, what we can do is, first of all, the founders of this country talked about civil disobedience. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Good. So that's the first thing we all ought to engage in, is civil disobedience when these unconstitutional laws are passed.
No, I agree.
The second thing we should do is we should, as a coalition of hunters, we should use the courts, again, the judicial system, to push back against unconstitutional laws passed by the Maryland General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. We cannot sit back and let these legislators pass these laws that are not in accordance with the United States Constitution. So we need to do that.
Right.
Each citizen has to coalesce and get together and do that kind of initiative. So I put that forth to every hunter in Maryland, and every landowner down on the Eastern Shore, because I'm, as a landowner and as a hunter, I'm constantly harassed by the government. And as you well know,
oh, of course,
rules and regulations. And I would tell you, I've gone to bat against the government. Let's go. Let's take it to court. And that's what you need to do. The citizens have to push back. That and the fact of civil disobedience, where we just don't go along with everything.
Right.
Okay? You've got to stand up and say, we're not doing it. So I just wanted to call in and convey my thoughts on that topic.
I appreciate that. Well, yeah, like I said in the first hour, we have one hunting advocate in Maryland that goes to the General Assembly and fights. You know, the focus of the hunting coalition is on hunting. Well, this affects hunting, okay? But our advocate is also well-placed with his alliances in the General Assembly and the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. And, you know, who else is there?
Alan, I agree 100% with you, and I think you asked that prior caller.
I did.
Have you ever been down?
Right.
To the Maryland? And I have been down there, too, and I agree with you. The whole thing is a big joke.
Oh, it's a setup. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
They put all the gun bills on one day because they know they're going to get a crowd, okay? And it's a 12-hour day. Who can stand the grind?
Exactly. And who can go down there? Parking? And you, like you said, people have to go out and they're working. You know, we don't have
to go down
there and spend the entire day waiting around, you know, for a couple minutes, you know, to speak to the legislators who are, as you well know, they don't even read half of these bills.
Oh, I know.
They've got the staff, the legislative staff, the attorneys down here, they're the ones that draft all this stuff.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they do. So I'm 100% with you on that. You know, going down to the Maryland General Assembly, it's turned into, you know, unbelievably.
Sure.
You know, just a bureaucratic mess. So anyway, I just wanted to call and give my 2 cents in.
All right. Well, hey, look, we could always use your support for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's easy to do.
All right. I'm going to look you up online. Maybe what I'll do is get your email and send you my contact information, because I really would like to follow up with you, you know, regarding the legal, the judicial challenges.
What part of the Eastern Shore are you in? What county?
Dorchester.
Okay. Well, I'm in Talbot, so, you know, real easy.
Okay.
All right.
I'll follow up with you.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Maryland Hunting Coalition is mdhuntingcoalition.org.
Got it. All
Thank
right,
you, Mark. Okay. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the good advice to our listeners. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Claude in Arbutus, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
I'm not asking about a bear today, but look, Maryland needs to do something with these gun laws because, you know, they're stupid.
Oh, they're going to do something. They're going to do it to us, brother.
I know. They do it every year, but it's not right. I mean, well, I don't have that problem because I got a private detective agency, so I got an issue permit. They issued me one. But, you know, a lot of people need to fight this. You're right. And even if you're not a hunter, you should go fight it anyway because...
Well, see, Claude, now you just said something there, okay? You just said something very telling. I don't have a problem because I got mine.
Right.
And that's the attitude of a lot of people. I got my guns. What are they going to do, come take them?
Yeah, well, that's not my attitude. I mean, but everybody...
What is your attitude? What is your attitude? That's what you said. Those words come out of your mouth. What's your attitude?
Well, no, that is what came out of my mouth. You're right, but I support you 100%. I'm saying, but... Even though you own a gun, you have a gun permit, you're supposed to go down there.
What happens, Claude, if they pass a law that says, Claude, just because we have a record that you own a gun,
right?
So now it's going to cost you $100 a year to own that gun.
Right. No, so, I agree with you.
So you're just going to go, okay, here's my $100.
No, I'm going to fight it just like you. Everybody should, like he said, should take it to court.
How are you personally going to fight it?
Got to go down there and complain, just like you said.
To who?
To the legislative people, or the people that you voted in there, vote them out of there.
Are you registered to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who your delegates are, your senators?
Down my way, I do.
Okay. Well, that's who you got to go see. That's who you got to call. That's who you got to email. You got to call their office. You got to go.
I'm going to call Ben Cardin on Monday. I guarantee you that, brother. But, you know, it's a shame,
Claude,
man. It really is.
Claude,
Yes?
Ben Cardin is your national representative. Who's your local?
Right.
Who's your local representative? Who's your delegate? Who's your senator in Baltimore County? Do you know?
I believe it's Casemire.
In your district. There you go.
I believe it's Casemire.
You think it is? Okay. Maybe it'd be a good thing to know who it is. Wouldn't that?
Well, I agree with you there.
It would be good to know that when you go in the voting booth,
right,
and you look at the ballot and you go RD. Uh-oh, I got three choices. Well, I'll do the first three. They're good people probably. Okay.
Right.
And you go R or D. Do you even look at the names? You know who they are? Do you even know who won? That's the problem. People hate politics. I don't care for it myself.
Right.
But it's important because they're the people that make the rules we all got to play with.
Right. But remember one thing, man. United we stand and divided we fall.
Right. Thanks, Claude. Appreciate the call, buddy. Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not Paul Krumhopper, but I can tell you who he was.
Please do.
Red Skelton's character.
That's right. Red Skelton played Clement Cadiddlehopper, along with Freddy the Freeloader and a couple other great characters. Yep.
Yes, sir.
So.
All right, so let's talk about the other comedians, the ones in Annapolis.
Are you on your cell phone, John?
I am.
Ah, there you go. That's a little better. I think you were holding it away a little bit, so it was kind of muddy coming in. So.
All right, well, let's try.
There you go. That's better. Much better.
What are we going to do? Let me tell you, I go to Annapolis every year. I walk the halls. I make appointments. I have brought in specialists from a place called, an organization called FASTER, Faculty Administrative Safety Training Emergency Response.
Okay.
The legislators don't really want to meet the professionals, the ones who know, the experts.
Right.
They will sit and entertain you. They will sit and talk with you, and it is important to do so. When I call Nick Kipke's office, they know me. They know my name. When I call Kathy Shalaga's office, it's the same way. Why would I call those two people? Nick Kipke is the minority leader. Kathy Shalaga is the minority whip.
Yep.
It's important.
Yep.
All right? My state delegate, Ned Carey.
Yep. Had a nice talk with Ned the other day. Real nice talk.
Real nice talk. Old-looking guy voted for a lot of gun control last year.
Yes, he did. Well, so did all the Republicans. All the Republicans were told by the Republican committee that they must toe the party line, and part of that was a reelection campaign of the current administration.
Right, and that's why they can't be trusted anymore. This is why we don't trust them. Today, when we had the school shooting of Frederick Douglass, the first thing I did was called my delegate, Ned Carey, because there is a bill that's been introduced this year to prohibit the funding.
Say it in your cell phone again real quick.
There is a bill that's been introduced this year to prohibit the funding to train or to teach school staff how to respond in case of a shooting.
That's right.
To prohibit the funding for firearms.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Kids in private school can be better protected than kids in public school.
Correct.
Kathy Shalaga introduced a bill last year that requires churches to get a handgun permit to carry inside the church on private property. She introduced that bill, and she introduced it in a way that it says allows you. Well, it's private property. Inside, you can carry. You don't need the government's permission.
Right.
These are our Republicans, and they're going to do whatever they want to do if you don't do something.
Correct.
Now, their phone numbers are easily accessible.
Yep.
And all you got to do is give them a call, and they'll get tired of hearing from you.
Yes, they will.
They'll pay attention after a while. But if you're not a registered voter, they ain't worried about you.
They don't care. If you're not a constituent, number one, and number two, if you're not registered to vote, what's the point in making the call?
That's right.
People have to understand that we have the power. We have the power of the vote. They don't get in office unless we give them the majority to get in office. Okay?
Exactly right.
We have the power. They don't have the power unless we cede it to them. We willingly give up our right to govern to them, to govern against us. That doesn't make sense to me.
You understand that the law is pretended law if it violates the Constitution. That's already been settled in court.
Right.
We allow them to continue to do so. We are a right surrendered, or a right not exercised is a right surrendered. That's what it says, right?
That's right.
Right? So when we sit there and we go and make all this testimony, and they ignore us, right, and then we abide by their pretended law.
Right.
We're our own victims.
Correct.
And then when we vote these people back in, we again are our own victims. We're taking ourselves to slaughter.
Right.
This is just wrong, and what we allow to happen is wrong. And Hogan is not a friend to the gun owner. Whether you like him or not, the reason, let's face it, Hogan won both times because of who his opponent was, not because of his character with the firearms. That's for sure. I can guarantee you that. He did not win votes based on his gun policies.
Correct.
So.
Correct. Well, again, conversation with lawmakers the other day at a luncheon was very enlightening. So.
Well, this past year in politics in Maryland with the Republican Party, you can really see the dirtiness of the politics in the state of Maryland. and I'll tell you, one of the things I will tell you, if you think that your voice don't matter, if you think that what you do or what you say doesn't matter, you're incorrect. I will tell you that if you develop a relationship with these people and they know who you are, right, they will call you sometimes when they have questions concerning a bill.
Oh, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. There's been a hunting bill introduced, and I'm not going to tell you which one, okay? But it's got people from out of state who are lobbying the bill. When we were at Blazing Camo Day the other day, lawmakers were coming up to us asking us about the bill. What is this? Why am I getting visits from this guy and not the home team and not the Maryland Hunting Coalition? Why? I mean, you know, we're there in their office, we're there talking to them, but I mean, this was kind of the first time we got together this year, and they're saying to us, why are these outside lobbyists coming to our offices and trying to dictate Maryland policy on hunting? Why are they coming? Interesting question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, all right. Well, we'll leave it at that. So, look, I appreciate the call very much, so, John. And you're preaching to the choir as far as getting involved. And anybody wants this list of gun bills and so forth, they're certainly welcome to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will forward them the link, and they can sign up for the newsletter on their own and start getting their newsletter. So it's all good. Okay?
All good. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And we got time for Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn, how are you? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ellis?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to ask a couple of days about the this and the Church Creek.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the time that it starts?
Oh, it starts at 5:00 on Friday.
5:00 p.m. on Friday and
all day Saturday, and runs till God knows when. Whenever they're done skinning muskrats on Saturday. So I mean, it can get pretty late.
Eight a.m.
Yeah, I think it's 8 or 9. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Did you get your tickets?
Not yet.
Okay. Give us your address again here, Glenn, and we'll make sure that you get them. If you get them this week, you'll have two sets, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So, and of course, I just heard you talking about that Senate bill.
Yeah, 737.
The legislators voting against themselves too.
They what, Glenn?
They're voting against themselves.
Yes, they are. Yes, well, you know, there's so few gun owners down there, though. That's the thing. You know, there are so few of them. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, you know, it's a scary situation. It always is in Annapolis. Some of those bills don't pass. Some of them do. You know, but you know that now they want to close the loopholes with the H bars. They want to, you know, add to the red flag law to make it, you know, easier for people to, you know, get pissed off at somebody and, you know, turn them in for God knows whatever reason. You know, so there, you know, it's a scary situation in our halls of Annapolis, and we got to have representation there. And I just need to get the message out that people need to get involved on their own. So. Yep, people hate politics. I don't like it either, you know? So
I hadn't really been into it real long, but I guess actually it wasn't until 2000 when I first voted. It was back when, well, I was supposed to have been in when I turned 18.
Right.
And they changed the law back then, but and the people come from the, I guess, the government rather than 11th grade.
Yeah.
And they said, I can remember this just yesterday, said all high school seniors would be able to vote next year.
Right.
But next year came, had the assembly for a seniors to, you know, register to vote.
Register to vote.
And I got to one booth and woman asked me when my birthday was, and I told her because it was the 20th of November, the election day was the 7th.
Right.
And they said, oh, you can't vote because you're not, your birthday isn't on or before the election day. And
I'm right.
That keeped me off really good.
I get it. I get it. Hey, look, there's people in this audience that think that if they register to vote, they're going to get called for jury duty. Did you know that? If you register to vote, the belief is you're going to get called for jury duty. That's not how it works. If you have a driver's license, you're going to get called for jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, quit driving if you don't want to get called for jury duty.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, we're going to put you on hold.
Right.
Hang on. Give your address to Chris, and he'll take care of you. Thank you, buddy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got to take our break. We're running a little long here, so we got to tell the folks about Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and a lot of bay fishing tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a big line of bay fishing tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply next weekend at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show for Wheels and Deals at the Early Heights Fire Department. Mark your calendar, April 13th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-1300, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, take a copy of your license and you get your discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. That's the website, too, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd through the 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan L. For Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and they've got everything, everything for fishing. They've got the parachutes and the bucktails and the jigs and the umbrella rigs and, you know, the trolling tackle. They've got the line winder there that can put new line on. They got planer boards, custom planer boards if you want to troll for rockfish. They've got that. They've got all the, you know, the suggestions of where you might want to go. As they hear it, they'll tell you, no question about it. They got perch rigs. They've got, you know, everything for top and bottom rigs. They've got, you know, the live bait. They've got the shad darts, the jigs, the spoons, everything for perch too. It's all about fishing. It's all about fishing. Today, however, Youth Waterfowl Day, they'll still be picking waterfowl today. And if you're a hunter, you're going to find some deals. 20% off tree stands, for example. They carry Matthews compound bows. They carry Raven crossbows, Rambo bikes to get back into backcountry, banded camo, scent lock apparel, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba blade knives, muzzle loaders, firearms, ammo, waterfowl calls, decoy, steel shot gear, and camo, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Where are they located? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off Route 50 on Kent Island in Chester, Maryland. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Now, why is that number important? Well, it is, in case you want to give them a call and, you know, set up an appointment to, but you don't have to. Just take your rod and reel in, get it fixed, get line on your reels if you want. You can stop in and get some live bait or some shad darts or some spoons or some terminal tackle, whatever you need, weights and bobbers and hooks and all that stuff. They've got all that. They also have a full gunsmithing service. Exactly. They're a full-line Browning dealer for your favorite Browning firearm, and they can take care of that, too. They are probably the most well-stocked Browning dealer that I know, right there in Lansdowne, for sure. Now, their fishing hotline. That's another one I want to tell you about. It's a 24/7 fishing hotline. You just call them up. They'll give you the, you know, what's biting where and what you can use and all that stuff. 247 Fish. It's easy to remember. 24/7 fishing line. 247 Fish. That's 410-247-3474. Clyde Sports Shop, fishing and hunting headquarters, right here in Baltimore.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. Their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The Bone Collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, a rattle bag and gun claw. Pour out my 1069, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall.
That poor guy, he's so bad at hunting deer. I'll tell you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you'd like to give us a call. Comment on anything you've heard. We're still trying to get Claude's address. It's, he held on through the commercial break and we appreciate, Glenn. We thank him for that and we'll be more than glad to send him some tickets to the National Outdoor Show. Anybody want tickets to the National Outdoor Show? We'd be more than glad to, send you a pair at least and, just give Chris a call and tell him you'd like a set of tickets. Now that's the National Outdoor Show coming up in Dorchester County, 22nd, 23rd. Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there. We'll have Doug Wigfield there as one of our official measures. And he can measure white-tailed deer, he can measure bear's call, he can measure sick of deer. We're already getting calls on sick of deer, some really, really nice ones that have been taken. We don't know if we'll have a new record or not, but there's some pretty big ones out there that are going to show up the show to be measured. So that's going to be cool. We'll have some photos of that online here shortly. But go visit bucksbearsstags.com to see what we're all about. We're actually putting together a record book for Maryland called Maryland's Finest, and that'll be out this December. September 15th will be the deadline for having your animals measured. Anytime you've taken one in Maryland, as long as you can verify that it was a legitimate legal harvest with a confirmation number or an old tag or something like that, we'll be more than glad to measure it up for you. Black bears, too. We need black bears. Boy, we need some black bears. I think we've killed like 700 black bears here in Maryland and some big ones. We need to get a record established for the Maryland black bear and get them in the record book. So if you've been successful, give us a call. The numbers are online. The numbers are there available for you to call. That would be Robin's business phone. She's the executive director. And we'll get you measured up. You can make a private appointment, too. You can make one in Harford County. You can make one in Calvert County. Make one in Westminster. You can make one in Dorchester. So there's, you know, all kinds of ways to get your animal measured up and get it in the record book. So, all right, my number here is 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, and we'll be more than glad to take your phone call. A lot of bad gun laws. A lot of bad ones coming up here in the General Assembly. We're talking about how to get involved and I hate politics and you hate politics, but you know what? It's an unnecessary evil. We just got to remember that we are the ones that are in power. The elected officials answer to their constituents. Sometimes, unless you cede your power to them and don't hold them accountable, you know, they'll do what they want if they don't hear from you. The very people that elected them, put them in office. You know, you go to these cookouts and these benefits and these breakfasts and they promise you the world. And, you know, there are a few there that, you know, stand on principle. There are others there that just go with the winds of whims is what I'm trying to say of, you know, their own. And if somebody comes to their office and it's a mother in a red outfit and she says, I represent the Mothers Against Gun Violence or whatever they do, whatever they're called, and I would like to talk to you, well, they're more than glad to entertain them in their office. And I think it's horrible. People are getting killed. We need to take everybody's guns so nobody gets hurt by guns anymore in this state. It's awful. It's terrible. It's horrible. And it's sad. And people don't have to have guns. What do they have to have guns for? All they use them for is to kill people and animals. And they're even more important. It's ridiculous. Emotional arguments. So, statistics don't back them up. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here.
We didn't hear any youth from any youth waterfowl hunters, unfortunately. We'd love to hear from those guys. Like to talk to the kids. Always like to talk to the kids on Youth Day, no matter what. Maybe there's somebody who hasn't gotten in the goose blind yet. Maybe there's somebody on a cell phone. Maybe there's somebody still in the car running late. Maybe you're just pulling out of the McDonald's parking lot and want to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 410-922-6680. If you want to talk about anything else, you want to talk about deer hunting, you want to talk about coyotes, you want to talk about trapping, you want to talk about fishing, you want to talk about, no, I don't care, the old man in the sea. We'll talk about any of that stuff. Won't we, Chris?
Yes. And in fact, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, lately I have seen a boatload, figuratively speaking,
of course,
a boatload of fox.
Oh, yeah, plenty of fox out there.
Yes.
It's just coming after the breeding season.
Okay.
You know, they're out there all the time. I love hearing them when I'm out in the woods. I like to hear them bark, you know, out there in December in the cold or January, and it's out there and the foxes are barking, you know, and you'll watch them going along and they'll stop and they'll bark, they'll put their head back and
comes from their back toes.
Yeah, and I've actually seen in Howard County, I've actually watched a mating take place. It's pretty cool. You know, I felt bad for a poor vixen one day.
What happened?
I'm sitting there in a tree stand,
mm-hmm.
and this bedraggled looking female fox came walking by. It's snow on the ground, and she walked up this log across the creek, you know, just like she had a rough night.
I was going to say the walk of shame.
I don't know if it was a... I don't know. But... out the corner of my left eye, here comes the male fox.
There you go, the walk of shame.
Out the corner of my right eye, about a half hour later, here comes the male fox.
Ooh.
Behind me comes a male fox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Poor.
They were behaving like dogs is what they were doing.
I was about to say.
Yeah, they were dogs.
Rascals.
Yeah, they were rascals, yes. But, no, I mean, it's pretty cool. I saw a Cooper's hawk land in our neighborhood the other day. I saw this bird coming in. I went, what is that? And when it landed, I saw it was, you know, some kind of a...
bird of prey.
Well, yeah, but I couldn't tell if it was a... and the way it was sitting, I couldn't tell if it was a sharp shin or a Cooper's. And when it turned around, I could see the buff breast. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought, a couple squirrels are going to die today. Or, you know, some birds or something, you know. But every now and then they show up, you know. One or two squirrels disappear. But, yeah, so it was sitting on our street. Pretty cool. Didn't see any deer in the neighborhood. I've never seen a deer there. Geese go over every night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, every morning, every night.
I was about to say, where I am, they're constantly flying over.
Yeah, there's a pond, like two streets over, a little tiny pond, and they're always in there and flying over. So it's nice living on the Eastern Shore, you know, in the midst of all that. So I used to have deer in my yard here in Baltimore County, you know, and they're probably still there in the houses
exactly.
I sold. You know, they're probably still at that house. But coming in last week, I didn't tell anybody, but coming in Old Court Road.
Okay. Standing there on the corner.
Yeah, right there at the light at Winans. They were
there. You go, waiting for a ride.
Standing in the yard. Yeah, I see them in there all the time. So, you know, they're everywhere. You just gotta be observed.
Just gotta look.
Yeah.
You gotta stop and look.
And I look. Mm-hmm.
And it makes you think about how lucky we are.
Robin is. Getting good at this. We'll go down the road, and she'll go, there's a deer over there. I said, where? And she goes, I saw it, and you didn't. I went, okay. You know. But, you know, she's gotten to the point where she's starting to
develop the
eye.
Yeah,
and get the eye for it, so it's all good. Yeah. What happened to her callers?
I think maybe they've all just gotten, you know, their blood's boiling, and they're starting to head down to Annapolis and let their voice be heard. I hope.
Or maybe we bored them into rolling back over and going to sleep.
That's
never know.
True too. Who knows?
You know. So we were going to talk about trout fishing. I mean, we still talk about trout fishing.
Sure.
We talk about trout fishing, but we had the guy, but something happened. So anyway, 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. We thank you, those of you who did write in, a handful of you, to get the link to 2A Maryland and all the gun laws and all the schedules of the hearings and so forth if you want to get involved. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. We sent a number of those links out to folks that emailed. So that's how you do it. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Ellis Outdoors, company name, of course. Maryland Hunting Quarterly Outdoors and Radio Show. Maryland Loves Crabs, all under that. Don't forget, send us your hunting pictures. Send us your crab pictures, too. Same email address, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Put as many details as you want. We like to see those crab pictures. Catching crabs, eating crabs, you know, steaming crabs. We'll put them all in the Maryland Loves Crab magazine coming up here in the summertime. And, you know, now's the time to start telling you about that. Deer pictures, kid pictures, turkey pictures, you know, from last season, whatever. Would love to hear from you, see those pictures and so forth. We got a couple nice pictures the other day. Got a nice article the other day from E.W. Grimes. I think E.W. is going to be here next week talking about the 15-year deer plan, which is also under development and up for public comment right now. But let's talk to Fred in Towson first. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Hey, guys, doing this morning, man. I've never heard your show before. I'm just on the way to work, and I have to click it in. And I just want to make you laugh for a couple seconds. I want to tell you a good goose story from 1979.
Let's hear it.
I've never been goose hunting before, okay? And my cousin calls me up, and he says, don't you have your hunt license from the Boy Scouts? And I said, yeah, I still got it. And he says, well, we're all going down to Chestertown and I'll hunt some geese. You want to go? And I was like, man, that'd be great. I've never been goose hunting. You'll love it. We got this big blind right on the water. It's like a mini cabin. And I got so excited, and we'll go down there, and there's like five or six guys in this blind, and they got a refrigerator. They got a, you know, cooking area with propane. I mean, it's like a little mini house on the water. But I had a bunch of coffees on the way down, and then we got over the bridge, and we got in there, and we're in the blind, and I'm trying, they're telling me what to do, you know, when the geese come in, we're going to call them, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was really exciting. And then I had a bunch of donuts and some more coffee. And then all of a sudden I said to the guys, I said, where do you go to the bathroom around here? And they all started laughing. They said, you got to go outside. I said, oh, all right. Well, all right, where do I go? And they give me this little porta potty, right? And it's got a seat on it and two, you know, four aluminum rods coming down. Now, I weighed like 340 pounds at the time. And they give me one of those hefty trucks, one of those big black trash bags.
Nice.
And they said, just go down there. And it's like, I'll tell you, it's like 10 degrees, too. You got to remember this.
Right.
So I go down, and he said, take your gun. And I said, what do I need my gun for? He said, well, if these geese come in, you know, you can get a shot in. And I said, oh, all right. But he said, make sure you stay off to the right away from the blind so you don't, you know, shoot at the blind or anything.
Right, right. Okay, so all right, we get it.
I'm like on the water's edge, and here comes these geese, right? And I'm not even thinking what I'm doing. They're calling them, and I pull the trigger, and this thing collapses. It blows me back. Everything's everywhere, all over me. It's just a complete mess. And they're all laughing. And they're going, you ain't coming back in here. And I'm like, what? You're not coming back inside the cabin until you got to clean up. And they're like hollering at me. And I'm going, how am I going to do that? It's like, it's freezing out here. You better get in that water and rinse off.
Oh, geez.
I'm in the water rinsing off in 10-degree weather, freezing to death. I said, do you have any extra clothes up there? And they're like, yeah, we got something up here. So I come, I get done, they're throwing me a bar of soap out the window, right? And of the side thing. And I come back into the side. I'm like, they give me clothes for like a 9-year-old kid or something that was hunting in the.
They liked you, didn't they?
I couldn't even get into the clothes. It was so small. And they're all laughing. They just think it's hilarious, right? So, what happens is we went over, so when we come back through the bridge,
yeah.
I'm in the back seat with a blanket around me, right?
Yep.
Now, can you imagine what my wife said when I came home and with no clothes on and a blanket and I went goose hunting?
Uh-huh. I can imagine what she said. Well, Fred, that was extremely entertaining. Thank you very much for sharing that. I hope you don't still hunt like that. And I appreciate the story.
It's been a long time, but it was a good laugh.
All right.
Anyway.
Got to go. Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Here he goes. Patricia, good morning.
Hello. I'm just calling to suggest people become Republicans because Democrats don't care about us. I was a Democrat for over 30 years, and they just don't care, and that's the bottom line. So my husband and I, 4 years ago, we became Republicans, and that's it. They never vote against you. They're for guns. And if you waste 2 seconds on Democrats, you're wasting your time, and it's everybody's choice. I live in Baltimore City, and I have more complaints than 6 hours to fill. But guns are just one of them.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right, Patricia. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. We try to let everybody have their say here. But guess what? Now it's my turn. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're located in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational and even commercial crabbing. Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road, right there in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. Good stuff. Bay Country Crabbing Supply will be at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show next weekend at the Early Heights Fire Department with some deals. And also, mark your calendars for April 13th. That's their open house, Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Here's their phone number, 410-956-0300. Waterman, take your license. You get a discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, website by the same name, .com.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Frigid numbers in the weekend forecast. High today of only 37 degrees. Our average high this time of year, 44. So below average this weekend here in Baltimore. And after a taste of spring this past week, it is a chill out there for the next couple of nights. We're talking 22 degrees tonight. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, high 41. Low Sunday night, 32. And then a rain-snow mix for Monday with a high of 37 and a low Monday night of 32. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show, February 22nd, 23rd, in Dorchester County, nationaloutdoorshow.org. Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and there's a reason for that. They have everything for hunting and everything for fishing. Bows and guns and waterfowl picking today for the youth season. They got clothing, boots, hips, waterfowl calls, ammunition, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, and much, much more. For fishing, they've got all the everything you need for trolling for the early trophy striped bass season. They got everything for panfish, and they got all the tackle to match. Where are they located again? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. It's called Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll see the big sign. That phone number, 410-604-2500. Clyde Sport Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is everything you need for hunting and fishing. They're your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a great deal on a Browning firearm, they've got that. They can help you with your handgun purchase or your regulated firearm. They can do that. They do it every single day. If you're looking for a handgun for personal or home protection, they can do that as well. Everything for fishing, live bait, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, licenses, all at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde Sports Shop, their 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH, and 242-6108 is their phone number.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex. Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket. Good Monday, February 4th through Thursday, February 7th gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then bounce back on Sunday, February 10th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2019 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Hey, we're back. Should I take that call? I don't know if we have time. Good morning. It's Alan Atlas.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. We don't have much time, buddy.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm here in Easton.
Okay.
And you remember Vito?
Yeah, I do. Vito Banakis. Yeah, is he still around?
He moved back to Lithuania.
I know.
Yeah, awesome guy. Really good guy.
Yeah, I fished with him once. Started out the day with a vodka shot.
Yeah, he's something else.
Snakes. All right. Hey, look, call me next week. We'll talk about it.